Hello, it's me, Gina Murphy Darling, aka Mrs. Green. In one of my last segments, I shared my thoughts about climate reality and climate change and how we can be a part of slowing it down through connection, compassion, and kindness. And I emphasize the importance of connecting with nature regularly and with intention. Now I'd like to share some thoughts about compassion when it comes to combating climate change. Compassion is actually defined as sympathetic pity and concern for the suffering or misfortunes of others. To me, compassion means that you care deeply about other people, about clean water, about clean air, about wildflowers, about all of our four-leggeds, about where you throw your garbage, about the impact of climate change on others, about who makes your clothes, and, of course, about how many straws you use. But I've already done that rant on the air, so I will just remind you that Americans consume over 5 million straws per day, and that is not compassionate. So no straw rant, but rather my thoughts on food waste. How does that fit into compassion? I know that every single one of you listening to this cares about anyone going to bed hungry. We all care about children with empty stomachs and swollen bellies, and lots of us do things in some way or the other, big or small, to be a part of changing that. You feel compassion for the hungry. But what you might not realize is that caring about your food waste translates into caring about the health of the planet. One of the things we can do to make an impact on the 40% of the food that is grown in the United States and never eaten is to cut down on our food waste, and that's something we can start today. Buy only what you will eat. Buy ugly produce if you're given that option, and then figure out a way to compost what you don't eat. Be connected to your food, compassionate toward those who don't have enough, which translate to kindness to Mother Earth and using far less of the planet's resources. Reducing food waste has a significant impact on climate change. And my belief is that if you come from a place of connected, mindful compassion, concern for the safety and misfortune of others and our planet will begin to come naturally, and you'll show up every day in the world with compassion and act accordingly. You'll do the good thing, you'll do the right thing, and you will become an official disruptor for good. More information on this topic and other really good green stuff can be found at mrsgreensworld.com, and we hope you'll check us out.